USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man armed with a rifle and wearing body armor attacked the FBI Cincinnati field office before fleeing the scene and being killed in a gun battle with police Thursday. The Associated Press ID'd the man as 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer. No other details were available. United States Attorney General Merrick Garland from the Department of Defense on Thursday attempted to squash the tidal wave of criticism that the Department of Justice has become a weaponized branch of government, intent on eliminating political opponents.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
Former Attorney General for the state of Florida, Pam Bondi, on Fox News Thursday night.
Well, what's suspect about that? We've now learned that warrant was signed on Friday, but not executed until Monday. So why get the warrant? That doesn't even make sense.
USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The last supermoon of the year, also known as the Sturgeon Moon, occurred last night. The Perseid meteor showers continue tonight. The at-home COVID-19 test kits are not as accurate as many had hoped.
The FDA is recommending people testing themselves for COVID at home take a second test within 48 hours because the at-home tests are less likely to detect the virus than PCR tests are. The FDA making that recommendation to rule out false negatives. The FDA noting at-home tests are authorized for repeat use. It added people should use multiple tests over 2 to 3 days, especially if they don't have any symptoms. The CDC also updating COVID guidelines. Those exposed to COVID but don't get infected don't have to quarantine under the new guidelines. The agency is also moving away from social distancing recommendations. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
After years of deceit with no accountability, the FBI was in damage control Thursday. The personal attacks on President Trump for years under a false flag of Russia collusion concocted by the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign is a prime example of a weaponized Department of Justice. The Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, from the Department of Defense.
Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
Pam Bondi on Fox News is the former Attorney General for the state of Florida.
They had agents in the water, agents in the air. You may have only seen 30 to 40 there on the ground, but there were hundreds of agents that had to have been weaponized to pull the assault off at Mar-a-Lago that day and that night. Merrick Garland, that's where tax dollars are going to that. Did you see the massive trucks out there lined around? You know why they did that? It was the optics. They thought Donald Trump would look like a common criminal, but it backfired on them. And the American people have seen what they've done, and they are disgusted by this. And he's got a lot more explaining to do.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.